You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, January 21st. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 56%. That's how much the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained during Trump's presidency. It's well above the average for four-year presidential terms going back to President McKinley's first term over 100 years ago. But it ranks as only the eighth best return for a single term. Comparatively, President Obama saw the Dow gain 72% during his first term and 46% during his second. Trump's lower return is in part a reflection of the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican presidents have had similarly bad luck in the past. President Hoover's term coincided with the Great Depression, while President George W. Bush was in office during the 2008 financial crisis. The next number up is 13.8%. That's how much shares of Bitcoin miner Marathon Patent Group fell on Wednesday. Marathon wasn't the only Bitcoin miner to suffer. Rival Riot Blockchain saw shares drop more than 11.5%. Bitcoin miners help maintain the cryptocurrency's networks used to verify transactions. Wednesday capped off a three-session slide for the two companies, which stemmed from a fall in the value of Bitcoin this week. Cryptocurrencies slumped following remarks made by Janet Yellen, President Biden's nominee for Treasury Secretary. During her confirmation hearing, she suggested that people should use cryptos less, given concerns about money laundering. Our last number is $10 million. That's the size of a fund rapper Jay-Z has created to invest in minority-owned cannabis startups. Jay-Z is looking to make the cannabis sector more equitable. Since cannabis legalization efforts have taken off, the sector has blossomed into a major industry. But Black Americans have largely been left out of the sector. For instance, fewer than 6% of the people registered to sell or grow cannabis in Massachusetts are Black. Meanwhile, Black people were incarcerated far more often than white people for similar drug-related offenses. So far, 35 states have legalized cannabis in some form. Some of these states have created programs to encourage minority entrepreneurship in the sector. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, January 21st. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day!